This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nayar. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra, and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed?
In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents today. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Manji alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot high Khanni top along Bhadrava-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that their service to the nation will be remembered forever. The government has notified greenhouse gas emission intensity targets for additional carbon-intensive sectors under the Carbon Credit Trading Scheme. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that a total of 208 obligated entities across these sectors will now be required to meet specified emission intensity reduction targets. It added that with this expansion, the compliance mechanism of the Indian carbon market now covers 490 obligated entities across India's most emission-intensive industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, and reviewed the strong momentum in the India-Brazil strategic partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that close cooperation between India and Brazil is vital for advancing the shared interests of the Global South. Prime Minister Modi said India is looking forward to welcoming the Brazil president to India soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that stronger India-EU relations will de-risk the world economy by cooperating on resilient supply chains and stabilize the global order through stronger trade, mobility and security partnership. Interacting with the ambassadors from EU countries in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar spoke to them about the current state of the world with volatility and instability as the new normal. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that he made a case for stronger India-EU relations, which will reassure the international community by providing public goods like humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, anti-piracy operations, and development projects. US President Donald Trump today signed the charter to formally launch Board of Peace initiative at the World Economic Forum in Davos, describing it as a major step towards global conflict resolution. Mr. Trump called it an exciting day, saying that there is going to be peace in the world. In his opening remarks, the US President said 1 year ago the world was actually on fire, but many good things are happening and threats worldwide are really calming down. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league stage match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing the target of 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs in 17.3 overs. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 153 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.